Many take it for granted that nations should be hyper-centralized, the idea being that when countries are thus unified, their citizens will be prevented from hurting one another. And some people believe that there should be international laws and therefore that there should be an international government of governments, the idea being that if pluralities of nations were thus centralized, those nations would be prevented from behaving unjustly towards one another. There is a very serious problem with this thinking. When an institution becomes psychopathic, then everything within its power becomes psychopathic. When the government of a country becomes psychopathic, that country becomes psychopathic. And if a government of governments became psychopathic, then each of those governments would become psychopathic and all of the corresponding countries would become psychopathic. And to some extent, this is what has actually happened. The United States has become a totalitarian bureaucracy, and by subjecting other nations to its control, it has turned them into totalitarian bureaucracies. And international governments, such as the United Nations, have become instruments by which individual countries, such as the United States, can waft their putrid bureaucratic stench across the globe. Obviously, governments have their place, and wholesale anarchy is not a real possibility. But when it is left to governments to solve problems, governments become stronger. Which is fine until those governments become psychopathic, which, to varying degrees, they inevitably do and which, in fact, the main governments in existence already have done. There is large difference between large, hyper-centralized corporations and hyper-centralized governments. Corporations have to respond to economic forces, they have to make products that work and provide people with useful services. And they cannot for any length of time engage in wholesale fraud. For if they fail in any of these respects, they soon go out of business. But governments are not in any comparable way controlled by outside forces. As long as a given government has the use of physical force on its side, it can stay in power no matter how badly it is failing. The idea that the people will rise up in revolt is a childish fiction. Kampuchea fell only after its soldiers ran out of bullets. The Soviet Union fell only after it no longer had enough gasoline to transport grain. The people were completely and totally inert until there was literally no government left, at which point they tentatively began to fill the vacancies thereby left with new governments. Governments, not being meaningfully controlled by anything outside of themselves, are proverbially quick to psychopathize. But people are slow to see this since, in most cases when governments psychopathize, it is not by becoming Stalinist murder machines, but is rather by becoming bureaucratically overprotective and constrictive. In the United States, this bureaucratic overprotectiveness has paralyzed the educational system, turning schools into holding pens where students' minds and characters wither. The solution here is to transfer as much commercial and educational activity as possible from the real world, where it is tightly regulated, into the virtual world, where it isn't. The virtual world is the Wild West, and that is how it must remain.